This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was back on my show February of 2018. We're talking no other than Players Network. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PNTV. And with us today is one of the directors, Brett Prejonis. Brett, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Everett, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. It's been a little while.
It has been a little while. Sales are up 2,474%, but your stock is still stuck at 5 cents. What gives?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. You know, we think we're doing everything right. You know, we're out there, we're generating revenues. We've got a good plan to be in multiple states. We're, you know, taking the assets that we currently have and leveraging them. So I don't understand why we have so much resistance on the stock. You know, you're trading around 4, 5, 6 cents. And, you know, the good news is we had an independent research report came out in the middle of July. And they basically said, look, if Players Network is only doing $1 million a month, and they only get a 10x, then these guys should be trading at 19.8 cents a share. So we're a little confused as to why, you know, there's not more action in the stock.
I noticed that you guys are also late on filing your Q. Can you bring us up to speed? Why the delay?
Yeah, I can, because I think this is about the one time or the only instance you're going to get a pass. And even our hardcore shareholders that want to stay on top of us, and they're very diligent, they're like, we understand. So here's what happened. Yeah, it has been a while since we've been on the show. So back in June, end of May, actually, we consummated a deal in Salinas Valley, which is Monterey, California, and we acquired a 56,000 square foot cultivation facility. And because of that acquisition, we've had to go back and make sure all the books and records were up to speed. We've had to send our auditors out there to make sure that we're enforcing all of our controls and we have all of our regulations or all of our own processes in place. So it's been a huge uphill battle. It's taken a tremendous amount of time and money and resources to get this, you know, I say the word auditable. It's not a real word, but to make it auditable so that we can, you know, include that in our filing. So right now we're just trying to get through the last phase of that, and we hope to be filing here in the very, very near future. But it's not due to delinquents. It's not due to a negligence on our part. It's just, you know, it's part of doing business. And you know, you've done acquisitions before in the past, and the most important thing when doing a big acquisition is timing.
Absolutely.
And the timing for this was just perfect. So, you know, we kind of knew that we would be late. We didn't really anticipate we'd be this late, but hey, we're working through it, and it's a good problem to have.
Well, Greenleaf Farms is a game changer for you guys. Tell us about the acquisition. I think you bought it for $5 million. You gave $1 million down. And so what is the revenues going to do for your bottom line?
Oh my gosh, it puts us in a whole nother level. I'm not, we're still waiting on all the audited numbers. So these are unaudited. We put some numbers out there, but we're doing over 1200 pounds per month at an average of, you know, $900 to $1,100 per pound. And that's only going to go up, because, you know, we are licensed. We do have, everything tested moving forward. As of now, we're getting everything tested. So what we're trying to do is just take the generating assets that we have, you know, Greenleaf Farms in North Las Vegas. We're getting ready to add a production line. We haven't really done much in the way of production outside of rosin, so we're going to introduce some new products to the market. You know, we've got about 6,000 square feet growing in our North Las Vegas facility. And then in Monterey, we're, you know, just trying to maximize profits. You know, make sure we have strains that people like, that people are considering primo, and selling it hopefully at a higher price.
So right now, you guys are basically from this quarter, if you will, we're at the end of the third quarter compared to last year's quarter. You guys are going to blow that away, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, absolutely. So the audit that's going on right now that we're late on, that only includes, you know, actually, I don't even know if we're able to include the revenues from May or June. So once we have our Q3 audit done and people see the revenues that we have in excess of $1 million a month, then it's real. And then I think we're going to have a lot more, you know, investor confidence. And I think people will probably want to do more of a buy and hold strategy.
You've been listening to the director of Players Network, Brett Prejonis. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PNTV. The marijuana industry is already a big industry. How is Players Network positioning itself to continue to be an industry leader? You guys kind of fell off the map, like you said, like 6 months ago, but now with this new 56,000 square foot pickup, you guys are back on the map.
we are, and you know, we've been in the trenches, we've been fighting the good fight, and I don't really think your listeners fully understand, or anybody for that matter, the investment community fully understands. I'm not going to cry on your shoulder, but it is so challenging to be compliant in these regulated markets. You know, and I've been involved with politics, public companies for 20 years. I haven't seen anything like this. So it's been some really hard challenges navigating through all the regulatory processes. But I think we're through it now, and I think that now that we fully have a good understanding as to what's going on in North Las Vegas and the state of Nevada, you're going to see that as we introduce new products, it's not going to be as challenging as it once was. As we get more space approved for cultivation in North Las Vegas, it won't be as challenging as it was before because we've gone through all the standard operating procedure manuals. Everything's been approved by the state. So now it's time to really get ripping and roaring. But you're right. I mean, the marijuana industry is pretty big now. I mean, you only have 9 states with rec, you know, and in one of those states, you can't even purchase the product. There's 30 states that are medical. I think that there's a tremendous opportunity, and, you know, not to give away too much, but, you know, we're not just looking in the U.S. anymore. We've got some amazing opportunities outside of the U.S., and I'll tell you, you know, we are working our tail off. We put together one hell of a team. Our compliance team keeps getting stronger and stronger. We've got a press release out with Christine Kramer. We've got Brian Garibrand, who's been leading the charge on the internal investor relations. You got David Kleppinger, who's, you know, makes sure he gets back to every single shareholder. So anyone that wants any information or wants to talk to us, by the way, you can always go to our website, playersnetwork.com, fill out a form, and David will get back to you, or Mimi will get back to you right away. But yeah, what we're trying to do now, Ever, is we're just trying to look at the overall landscape and see where the opportunities are. And there's a ton. So I think that our biggest challenge moving forward is going to be making sure that we have good access to capital. And I think once we get these quarterly filings out there and people have the investor confidence, I don't think that's going to be too much of a hurdle because we are finally generating revenues. We're not quite cash flow positive yet, but I don't think we're too far away.
You know, like I said, it's been 7 months since you've been on the show. What do you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, I mean, candidly, I'd like your listeners to go to Players Network. We put a lot of time and effort into our social media presence. We've got a lot of cool videos on our Twitter account, you know, at Players Network. We're trying to really educate the investors and let them know that, you know, this is what the marijuana industry is today. Here's where it's going. Let's compare this to the tech industry. Let's compare this to some big industries that came up. And we want your viewers to take a good look at it. I mean, obviously, we'd love people to become a shareholder and grow with us. But at the very least, I'd like them to go and do some proper due diligence on the company and just find out about us. Kick the tires. You know, well, we're probably the most transparent company out there. I mean, my partner Mark Bradley and I, we do Facebook Live videos all the time. We constantly update our shareholders. You can always call or email us. But I think that what the long-term strategy for us, I mean, right now is a very interesting time. I don't know if you've seen, well, of course you've seen the press releases. You put them out for us. But we've got the dispensaries that we're going for right now. We have all of our applications going in on Friday. I think that if we can become fully integrated in Nevada, game over for us. I mean, that puts us into another league of our own. And you're going to see us do similar strategies in other states, maybe including but not limited to your state.
If you think you're late to the party, you're not. Take a look at Players Network.
You are not.
At 5 cents a share, very undervalued considering what they've done and the turnaround and the contracts they signed and the 56,000 square foot building they acquired out in Salinas Valley. Brett, I want to thank you for coming on the show. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
Yeah, I think that, again, I want to give a big kudos to my team. The team's doing an excellent job. And I want you guys to, I would love your listeners to sign up for our newsletter, which is going to playersnetwork.com, filling out the form, and then just start staying on top of what we're doing. And we do a pre-market on Monday email, like a newsletter that goes out that's kind of a wrap-up from the previous week. And, you know, we're doing everything we can to communicate effectively with the investment community. And I think that when people compare us to other marijuana companies, you're going to see we have the fundamentals. And you're going to see that we're a great buy. And, you know, it's kind of a joke at the office. You know, Players Network is on sale right now. We're a blue light special. So this would be the time that you'd want to get involved.
Brett, thank you so much for coming on the show. All I ask is that you not wait 7 months to come back on my show. Fair enough.
I'll tell you what, the next one, we'll do it in studio in Arizona.
Sounds good. Players Network, take a look at them. You'll find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PNTV. This is my personal opinion. I think they're undervalued at 5 cents a share, considering the revenues they're going to be generating going forward. Brett, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.